The interesting part, which if we're talking about the revenue, is they have a very nice shiny PC client that I will show later down the line.
Oh, please do.
So this game could be actually making much more, and they have very, very good web store integration. And,
you know, what? They are definitely making way more. This is mobile only, and it's also like Sada's multiplier. So let's say...
Sada's multiplier, web shop, and PC client on top of it.
Yeah, so this is definitely like 1 mil on mobile.
This is a no-bullshit gaming show where we talk about games and their revenue in great detail, powered by our ad monetization, game design, and user acquisition triple threat expertise. Welcome to the 2.5 Gamers, the unfiltered truth served with a side of giggles. Let's not forget this is a 4 a.m. conference discussion vibe, so let's not take it too seriously. Tune in now. And stay 2.5 steps ahead of the gaming industry.
Welcome, everybody. This is 2.5 Gamers again. And today we are talking about AFK Journey. I'm Matija Lančarić.
I'm Felix Broberg.
And I'm Jakub Remjar. And this is session number 104, because we stopped counting at some point.
Of course, yeah, we stopped counting. Yeah, I stopped even like putting it in the headlines because nobody cares. Nobody cares because people usually try to search it by the actual topic. But yes, it's number 104. So I'm back from MAU. Most probably it's gonna be jet lag as fuck tomorrow. But it was a very good conference, and you should be all bitching about not coming, but next year. Oh, why are you rolling your eyes, Felix?
May 25th next year, right? Or 22nd next year?
May 2022nd, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there then. This is the first MAU I miss in 5 years, I think. So, yeah.
Good shit. What a bad time to miss. Yeah, I was already talking to Joe, right? No, man, like I was talking to John, and I was like, oh my God, a really big FOMO. Like, yeah, well, you should. Anyway, it was a good conference, a lot of interesting people. I would say the best minds in the mobile marketing. Really good content. Obviously, I was a speaker, so that's why. Oh, jokes aside.
I hate to toot my own horn, but beep, beep.
Yeah. Honestly, look, it was day one, the last fucking talk of the day, 3:30 p.m. Full room, people were standing next to the wall. I mean, I've never seen that. I had it last year, also like 3:30. It was like half empty. Maybe, you know, this one was actually more interesting than last year. Anyway.
Okay, enough bullshit.
You should definitely come. It's not bullshit. I'm just, you know, making PR. Doing the
I mean,
PR.
I wasn't there. We won't be able to check. You could be talking
I know,
to
yeah,
us.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I met three people that said your room was empty.
Yeah, sure, of course. No, I have pictures. I have feedback, I have everything. Yeah, all the evidence. Okay, anyway. AFK
Journey.
Yeah,
you
Journey.
Make fake credits, so I'm not sure if you... Fucking
I don't. Yeah, I have a pretty big creative team. I can Photoshop everything I can.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want as well. I want that. Okay. Fuck this. Let's go.
Take
and
it away,
talk.
Remo.
Yeah, let's go and talk about this small game. Small game.
This bullshit. Let's start the usual.
The interstitial ad placements in this game are amazing.
Amazing, yeah. Right? They're making so much money on ads. It's just
unbelievable. You won't be able to see it like from last time.
It's invisible. It's invisible making so much money.
Anyway, as per usual, let's start with some kind of a rundown and framing where this is coming from and what it is. So AFK Journey is a continuation of AFK Arena, the
RPG. Can you just explain like the game for people who don't know, like it was actually soft launch for a long time?
Yeah, so it was soft launch. We actually covered it in our first soft launch on our last year in May.
I know, we were talking about it. I was like, fuck, like we were talking about like quite a long time ago.
Yeah, I was waiting for it for pretty much like a year. Yeah, because they didn't really like went like the typical soft launch. They actually went like two rounds of beta tests.
Typical soft launch?
Typical soft launch is you release the game in selected amount of countries and then you pump UA into it and test different kind of you know, iterations of the game on, let's say, nice. I don't know, Canada only, whatever traffic.
Oh, whoa. You need to pay attention a little bit more. Canada, no.
Canada is no anymore. Yeah.
It's not anymore.
It's like, not reflected. Am I the second best UI manager now?
No anymore, man. Like, this is the thing. It's like closed betas these days.
Okay. So, fair enough.
So they went like two rounds of closed beta, one in March or May or April, like last year, and then this year in February, and before that in December last year. And afterwards, the global launch March 26th. So exactly last week that we're recording this Tuesday. And from that point on, they already spring to something like 700K a day.
Yeah, I would say it's more.
Yeah,
probably with more, like, multipliers closer to a million.
Yeah, with these like very giant new release game, I guess it's already past 1 million. The interesting part, which if we're talking about the revenue, is they have a very nice shiny PC client that I will show later down the line.
Oh, please do.
So this game could be actually making much more, and they have very, very good web store integration. And,
you know, they are definitely making way more. This is mobile only, and it's also like Sades multiplier. So let's say
Sades multiplier, web shop, and PC client on top of it.
Yeah, so this is definitely like 1 mil on mobile. Web client, and even when we were doing the Call of Dragons, I know you said also the same thing about the PC client. So, like, another meal at least.
Could be. Like, this is Lilith's typical strategy, as we've seen last time we called Dragons. So and it's actually very close to something like Honkai Star Rail Genshin Impact, where you have literally like a fully fledged cross-platform game. This is it. So my guess is it's much more. But if you look at the traction on mobile regarding downloads, it's still going kind of very strong. With these usual giant Asian RPGs, it tends to kind of fall in big shark fin, but still doing something like 200K downloads a day.
Yeah, but the thing is, the US is the top one. Yeah, that's exactly.
US is top one. So any naysayers that, oh, this is a typical Asian waifu, bullshit game, this is not true. This is US, and then you have France. And like other kind of tier one countries from Europe.
And so, question for you. For AFK Arena, how many clients or like SKUs do you think they have?
You mean like different version for different countries?
Yes. If you don't have it on the tab, let's
see. Six or seven.
So they have iOS China, Korea, Japan. There you go. And then some others, obviously. But as soon as AFK Arena launched on iOS in China, fucking hell, like, that was just spike immediately. If you go then into the whole, like, Sensor Tower data. By the way, thank you very much, Sensor Tower, for the data.
You mean this one?
Just go.
Yeah, that's China.
There you go. Yeah, and if you just do, like, apps, then you will see, like, no, but just apps, not unified apps.
Ah, apps.
That's. Okay. And you see all of these. Look. Jesus
Christ.
Chinese,
Japanese, Korean, English. Yeah.
All the important markets for this type of game. Yeah. But it's not the same. It's not the same, saying the same app or client or SKU or whatever.
Yeah, but like just like kind of.
Yeah.
Small comparison. If you look at like the baseline of AFK Arena,
I was comparing this. It's 300K versus 800 at the moment for AFK Journey, which is almost 3x more.
So they're as you say, like 3x more than the last game's launch, and they're still not kind of like, if you look here, they're still not like super big in China. So my guess is
there's no China for now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it could be much bigger.
I little bit jumped the gun, but I was like so excited when I saw it. Like, oh my god,
this is
gonna be even way bigger than what we saw with AFK Arena.
It's like literally the production quality and this whole kind of theme and where they're going is literally like in the size of Honkai Star Rail Genshin Impact. It's giant. If you look at the portfolio of Lilith, actually, downloads are kind of stale, I would say, because they're this kind of big spike is because of their kind of shooter, Farlight 84, that kind of flopped and failed. But overall, the revenue, at least on mobile that we see regarding the company, it was mainly driven by two games, which is one is AFK Arena, the other one is Rise of Kingdoms. It was there back then, I would say. It was one of the evolutions on Forex when they went like super smooth and everything. The UI looks like Supercell, and they, but this was like Forex. It was more of a kind of, the base building was streamlined and everything, like something like Call of Dragons basically. But back then it was really big. Nowadays they're getting crushed by all these new Forex titles from like Riverside and River Games, and like all these other kind of
Century,
you know,
games, stuff for fun. Game,
yeah, all the new UA shenanigans, Forex games that are pretty much ruling the market.
Well,
now,
that's the thing. Like, I don't think like they will do the same thing that Last Word is doing in AFK Journey. Because the game is not built for the same.
This is Lilith. This is like,
yeah, I know.
Lilith is pretty much like, I would say, the Supercell of the East in a way. Like, they're very strong on branding.
That's what
they
wanted
to do these things.
That's what I wanted to say. Maybe this is more like a disadvantage than advantage, because they will, I don't think they will meet the same, they will cover the same numbers as Last War.
AFK Journey is a different case. I don't think so. They need to. Let's see.
Okay.
Because Rise of Kingdoms, for instance, March, Rise of Kingdoms still was doing something like 20 mil a month.
Yeah, which is not 80.
Like, yeah, it's not right up Survivor or Last.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's be true. Call of Dragons doing something like 6 to 5, and AFK Arena is still doing something like 3.5, 4, let's say.
Hmm.
Still. So
yeah.
Like, the company is definitely not in a bad position. It's just that it's nowhere close as it was doing something like here.
Exactly,
in
because January 20.
At the start of Corona, it was doing like 130 or could be 150 mil.
You know why? Because there was no Whiteout Survival, no Last War, Top 4,
yeah,
or Kingdom Guard. So, like, there you go.
Yeah. And,
Hi, Candy, what do you think?
I'm just sitting here. I was just literally about to say something. I was just like, guys, like, why am I here? Like, you know, I'll see you on our next episode when I actually have something to say. Like,
hey, like,
what's that pretty blonde girl got to do, you know?
Yeah,
come on,
but,
like,
boring.
Watch and learn.
What I wanted to say that these guys are actually really good in design and product. And whenever
design's a bad placement.
Yeah.
I don't think they have like any ad placements in any other games, right?
And like, yeah, I don't think so.
Nope.
Yeah. Maybe some, like, there's like 50 apps currently on the account, so I don't know. Maybe there's some, but I don't know.
I remember the UA videos for Moorpath, and it was amazing. It was like these long feature films. It was great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, by the way, fuck you in your face, Jakub, for not being the same as Last War, because they implemented the sniper minigame in Warpath.
Did they?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yes,
that.
They did that.
Because Warped was the last Forex, and I guess at that time they were like, okay, we're behind this thing, we need to do it.
Yeah, and they didn't do it very
Century
well.
Century Games is up, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't do it very well, but at least they tried,
Yeah,
yeah. So,
but
yeah,
you know, they will adapt, man. Like, don't get me wrong, they'll do well.
Yeah, but it's always like the premium feel, no ads type of thing, come on.
Yeah, we'll get there. Okay, so that was the stats, I guess. We can look at the game, actually. And before I switch here, just wanted to show you that there's actually this kind of a AFK Journey sidebar directly on my emulator. Like, even if I run it on my emulator, it already has this customized sidebar just for this game where it links to, like, game wiki, the redeem codes, the tier list guides and everything.
Yeah,
it's, like,
fucking
just
around.
There. Yeah,
is this BlueStacks, by the way? No,
this is not even BlueStacks. This is just like one of the random emulators. Like, they have integration right from the bat. So, and the game runs on it amazing anyway. But just like, let me finish the external stuff so we can switch to PC client and then you'll see how amazing it looks. Because in the emulator, and this is pretty much like how it looks in mobile, if I go in here. Yeah, you have the promo code thing, which is interesting.
What's interesting, it's the default thing.
It's the default thing these days. But you have Firelight Pass. And this is interesting because it's not on PC client. This button is not on PC client. It's only on mobile. I'll show you. You have this pretty much links to a website, which is the Firelight Pass, where you are getting these points by logging every day. There's some kind
of. But this
is
not the game UI, right? It's really like outside of
web.
The game.
This is web browser.
Okay.
Yeah. And you pretty much hear there are these kind of bundles that you can get, and there was, for instance, like birthday bundle, give us your birthday date and we give you a bundle.
Ooh, nice one.
Yeah, and check this one. So you have in-game items that you can redeem for like whatever.
Yeah, 4 points.
Like gacha pools and stuff, whatever.
Gacha pools.
Now comes the interesting part. Real world rewards. I click here. There's AirPods.
Ooh, what? Coming soon.
Where did they come from?
There's AirPods in it.
Nice.
It says coming soon, but my guess is at some point, yeah, you will be able to redeem AirPods. And the thing is that this is not just for AFK Journey.
It's for all the games.
Pretty much for all Firelight games. So
nice.
It's like their ecosystem. Again, as I said, this is starting to feel and look more and more as the system that HoYoverse is using with Genshin Impact, Honkai Star, and Zenless Zero. It also has this Web3.
Yeah, but Zenless Zero, nobody cares.
Yeah,
because it's not released yet.
Yeah, I think even like five people played it.
It's not released yet. How about... My God, man.
The guy in my local tobacco shop down, like for me, he was actually talking about it the other day. And I'm like, what?
See?
You should know my friend Jakub.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, what I'm saying is they're trying to use the same approach that HoYoverse has, like pretty much put the whole company within this kind of out of the mobile store ecosystem where it lives in these apps, companion things, web events, whatever, something, something. The other interesting thing is that you actually have an in-game mail in the game. I think I still have it between my mails somewhere here that tells you that where we are. Here we are. What's up? Yeah, Firelight Pass. It pretty much tells you, like, go and, like,
yeah, collect.
Yeah. And then I think at some point it told me, I don't know if it's still in
Jakub
the email.
Is going through his mail now.
Damn.
In the game. Yeah, which is quite boring because now he's just making things up.
I don't think so. Anyway, at some point it told me, go and add our group on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And this is the group on WhatsApp where it actually links to another website, which is the web store.
No, you know, that's how they did it. That's really clever.
Yeah.
You know, can you just zoom this in? Because you are making shit to front of
Felix. Yeah, I can't see it. I got so much shit last week.
Yeah. Thank you.
People
thank
were
you very
calling
much.
Us out for bullying. No, it wasn't bullying. It was one way. I was the one who got bullied.
And it's pretty good. What are you talking about?
So
but now people actually... You know, they had to buy my magnificent.
But like these things, I get like more and more of these things, by the way. For instance, the company I get my anime stuff from, like the figurines and statues, they also have this like web
WhatsApp
promo group. Yeah. And they like run like holiday sales in it and whatever. So I guess this is the thing in the West now. I don't know.
Who did
the web store? Who did the web store?
Pluto Mall.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, like you can go here and this is the web store. It's actually pretty basic. The thing is that the prices are exactly the same. It just gives you 5% more resources.
That's not motivating enough.
Yeah, like, don't know. Like the other thing is that it like gives you very detailed tutorial how the thing works, but that's it. It's like literally bare bones. Like, guys, come on, you can do better.
That's the problem with most web stores that you see now. Like, I haven't seen a web store except for maybe Starfleet Command. That's like web store. I'm like, oh, I'd trust this. I'd put my credit card details here.
It's not about trust.
It's about content, man.
Yeah.
Like, you should have the some value. Exclusive shit here that you can only buy on web store. Like, man, why don't you have it?
Heroes versus Hordes? Absolutely amazing.
Web really store?
Good. Yeah. Well, you said it. Man, like you said it. You sent it in our WhatsApp.
You sent it in our WhatsApp group.
Said it in like WhatsApp group. Yeah, like
they... I said, they have very good linking from the game, not the actual web store.
Come on.
I mean, you said it.
Yeah, I think you said it as well.
Anyway, let's leave from here, and we can switch to the real deal now.
Oh yeah, the real deal. PC client. Let's see.
Yeah, PC client, and the PC client is literally gorgeous. I don't know why, but it runs like 20 more FPS on anything.
Because it's not emulator.
Yeah, I guess it just goes all in on the thing. Even
makes sense, yeah.
Emulating even the loading mobile. Menu and everything. It's just that. Like, I don't know how much resources was put into this game, but it's just, again, one of the examples of, like, Chinese companies throwing unlimited manpower on the thing.
Obviously.
What is the manpower in Lilith, you think? Like, how many thousand?
I don't know. See?
Because
even the loading menu is pretty much, like, so good. So,
Yeah, it's now, way better.
Yeah, it's just like even the characters and everything.
Yeah, you just, yeah, it's super seamless, right?
Yeah, it's super seamless. So, yeah, we can actually start talking about the gameplay and the game.
Yes, please. That would be amazing.
Now that we have all the things out of the table. So, okay. AFK Arena is, AFK Journey is an idle RPG, squad-based RPG. But the thing is that there's very critical innovation within the genre. Because
how is this idle, by the way? I mean, you have idle...
I haven't seen it rewarded at all.
You have idle rewards, but that's it. Like, this is...
Because the main premise, even if you're in Games Reddit, is like you cannot do something, go AFK, and then you get the resources in the meantime.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Why it's idle.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
So this is the heart of the game. Even though this thing was the main screen before, the main mode and everything, they pretty much kind of just slip it here into this like one single corner, where if you remember the map and everything, like it's just this kind of one line. There's no map. There's literally...
Well, there's no map because you're just walking in the whole
Yeah, because
whole
they
world.
Did another map.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is heavily simplified. It works pretty well. The good thing that they did, again, some innovation. And most of the innovation, by the way, they did is based on quality of life, which means stuff is easier, stuff is much more approachable. You don't need to input that many kind of player choices. The game
pay for
just,
comfort?
Yep. Like it's literally not pay for comfort, like comfort for free.
Okay. Ooh.
So for instance, here I would need to click battle and like click through all of these things. But what I can do, similarly to something like Battle Legion, I can just put auto battle and the thing will fight through each of the stages until it loses.
Yeah.
And is this where I say they should put some banner ads there and earn millions?
Yes, exactly. And also, like the idle part, is like, hey, double your fucking rewards now.
Oh, that's not how this thing works. But there's
come on.
Like, it's very, very nice. And I guess this is, again, because it's on the PC client, it's, again, streamlined heavily for PC client because I can just leave it on the second monitor playing it and, like, you know, leaving it doing its
you
own thing.
You can leave it on the phone as well.
But it's, you know, phone's a different thing.
How is it a different thing? You just...
He's got defeated, though. You're lost. What happened?
Yeah, because I...
He sucks, usually.
Anyway, it just works differently, mate. In phone, it just takes the whole screen of the phone, everything. You don't want that. You want to do anything else on the phone. You can do other stuff in the meantime on the computer, which you can on the phone. The other thing going to streamlining is the hero collection.
Wasn't that exactly the same thing in Top Heroes where we could just put the phone on the table and it would play itself?
I don't think so.
What was the game we actually did? Like, it was quite recent when we discussed the same thing. It was like, hey.
You like play itself.
Legend of Mushroom.
Ah, Legend of Mushroom. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's just you put it on the phone and just sell the gear
but
on the auto.
Legend of Mushroom? No, mate. With Legend of Mushroom, you need to go and select the gear when you roll it, and then it stops. It stops only if you get defeated, which is much longer time.
Which is the same thing.
It's not. Yeah.
Also, when did I become mate? Fuck. Mate?
So, going mate, into the equipment system. Equipment system, which is like one of the biggest inventory Tetris problems in
amazing.
All the RPG, is like super streamlined. So now it's working through these six archetypes. We have Warrior, Tank, Marksman, Mage, Support, and Rogue, and that's it.
Well,
and we don't
who,
need
Mate?
To...
Is that Mage? Okay.
So it already kind of pre-selects the heroes that this gear is being used. Therefore, all of our supports, all of our tanks, all of our mages use the same gear. And this is very good when we're, you know, going through different enemies, different modes. You can seamlessly switch heroes. You don't need to switch their gear, whatever, do this, do that. It's just much better. Like, honestly. Like, I want every RPG to work like this. It's just
saves
much
time.
Easier.
It probably will in the 2 years of time after this, right?
It's like this will get copied to oblivion. The other interesting thing they did is this Hand of Resonance, which got merged with the main hero inventory. So there's two giant improvements here. One is that they changed the shard system, the progression system of the whole gacha and like the hero leveling. And then this kind of a, let's say, the catch-up mechanic. Because before, and lots of RPGs struggle with this, and they have this kind of auxiliary system that works in a way that you put into your like separate menu your five strongest heroes, and then you can assign like one of the new heroes that you didn't level up to be the level of the last one of those five heroes. So you pretty much like bring him up. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to level him up because like he's new and it takes time to level him up, but you want to use him now. So now they integrated this thing into the whole kind of inventory setup of the heroes, which is genius. So you only need to level five characters ever. And that's it. Their rarity is a different case. Their rarity, which means like their, you know, like legendary and mythic and supreme and how many copies you have, that's a different case. You need to kind of get the copies of each other separately. But regarding the level and like the amount of resources, it's just you need to have these five. So for instance, if I want to just switch here, every single character as you see on the bottom is already level 82, which is great. The other interesting thing is also, I guess we won't be able to see it here, that if I want to, I can level Cecia now, but if let's say I want to level Cecia to level 93, I can't, because there's literally an arbitrary range of 10 levels that these five characters can go from. So you cannot overlevel that much. Let's say have
this character. Yes, you can't have level, like level 100 and level 20.
No, you can't. Okay. They need to be, like these five characters need to be 10 levels within each other. Mm-hmm. That's it. And it's like mandatory.
It's decided.
Yeah, but again, it streamlines the game. It makes the experience, even for like, you know, bad players, very kind of streamlined, and it kind of...
It's easier.
Yeah, it's easier and shapes the curve of your funnel better, because like all the people that would do stupid shit cannot even do it.
Yeah, like because it was like me as well. It would be way more complicated to do things and just keep up with all the information and updates. Like this way easier for like people.
So it's great. And then the other thing is that you don't see any of these like copies and everything that you have here, as they had their merge token system. Because that token system, again, you would need a new UI just for merging and blah, 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 complex, like depth. Now it's again very streamlined. The only way how to improve your heroes, or let's say the rarity of them, is get more duplicates of them. Mm. And then you get this kind of, I don't know if I have a hero that actually is able to.
What's the name of the owl?
Which owl?
Owl. Of 82.
What?
No, the owl at the second row.
See? Second row.
Second row in the second group of heroes. Farthest right.
On the right, right inside.
No. Look at him.
Ah, this one.
Yeah.
It's not an owl. It's an owl centaur.
Okay. Still, face of an owl. It's. Kafra. I mean.
I like that.
The thing is that you either level them through these tokens or some kind of acorns or whatever that drops from gacha, which is just some kind of.
Just go to the main character from the AFK arena anyway, like the lion.
The lion is, by the way, shit here. Just need one like there's literally written in the guide like lion, you just need one copy of him because like late game and mid game he's shit. But other than that, like that's there. So if I want to ascend him, I would need another copy of him, and then at some point I would need some kind of acorns or whatever. We can roll the gacha and show you. And afterwards,
please do.
That's just pretty much it. Like, you don't need anything else. So no more inventory Tetris. The fodder system of like you being able to like ascend these characters, different rarities, different characters, that's all gone. It's super
streamlined. Why does it make more such a big amount of money?
Because it's very hard. Like,
that's not the proper answer. Like, it's hard. Yeah, I mean, games are hard.
No. The difficulty spikes as per usual because AFK Arena and also AFK Journey, they have the typical honeymoon period, which means first week everything's kind of very easy. You get a ton of resources, you get into the game. We can actually give you pretty much all the heroes in their base rarity because you can try them and use them, blah, blah, blah. But then stuff gets very hard and you need to pay in order to kind of get there. Otherwise, you're banging your head on the wall. That's that. And of course, their shop is again a piece of art. Let's get into it.
The most purchased item is 99 cents. I'm not sure if it's like a like starter pack or whatever, but yeah, it's 99 cents.
Yeah. So you see, there's like a lot of offers currently happening here. They, by the way, have very good dynamic step-up offers. The ones with like this step is free, this step is free, this step is paid, this step is free again, and stuff like that. Those are dynamic, by the way.
What does value 2000% mean?
That otherwise, if you would go through the anchored prices, it would take you, 2000 more. Oh, sorry, 2,000% less.
Why this value 3,000%, 800%? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because game economies work on the premise.
Yeah, sure.
That if we go where we go here, this is the base prices.
Mm-hmm.
And then the offers are kind of discounted from that.
Ah, okay.
So that's there. Yeah. So then let's go to
really
gacha
like
system.
Must have on the top. It's amazing.
So, here we go.
Oh, do you know me? Hello.
Yeah, so they are using a little bit more closer system, I guess, to their previous game and also Genshin Honkai Star Rail, when you have the like new hero banner, which is like for 8 days now. There's Vala here. It has a little bit kind of different system. I guess it's more granular because, for instance, you can have 4 guarantees here, which I already obtained 3 out of it. Then you have your typical like all hero gacha that all heroes are there. We can do a summon here. They have this kind of nice animation of like sending letters to heroes and they can go afterwards, and based on the, yeah, no legendary this time, there would be a yellow light. And you see you have these acorns that like,
oh yeah.
And the acorns are the like currency for upgrading the heroes. Yeah, we can skip this. There we go. So you have that one. You have the Epic Recruitment Gacha, which is the one which does have better rates.
Please just recruit someone. Still, though. I know it's not your most efficient. Just recruit one.
I'll where we go? I'll buy one from the Emporium, then I can recruit.
You don't buy stuff though.
No, I buy it for gems, mate. Yeah.
Oh jeez, nice.
Here we go.
So you didn't pay anything.
No, because I want to see where the kind of economy hits the grind.
Maybe.
Yeah, we have a legendary. See?
There you go. Right. You're welcome.
We got a mini acorn.
No, just mini acorns.
You would be able to see if they're segmenting payers. You know, if you're doing offers.
The merchandising?
No, offer, yeah. Better offers based on your actual purchase.
No, we have another says, yeah, okay. Another undead waifu.
Yeah, she's in the creatives as well.
Yeah, she's by the way the legendary character that you get scripted first. See, immediately after I got her, there's a bundle for her.
Ooh, so assertion one, nice.
Yeah,
so valid 100%.
Yeah, they're doing it very, very, very good.
Too bad you have zero whatever crystals or what is that?
Yeah,
but you can get back to that offer, right? Because it's valid for 2 hours or something.
Probably. See, now we ascended the character. That's how it looks.
What does it even like? What does it even do?
I guess it's here. It's ticking here for 2 hours in the main screen. So it's there. What does it even do? What do you mean?
Like it's improves the all the. Attack, defense, and abilities.
The increase ability? No. So improving the, of course, ascending and increasing the rarity. Of course, it improves stats and blah blah blah. But it actually unlocks new skills.
Yes, that's what.
This is the important part.
That's,
and some characters.
That's the right answer.
If you don't get, let's say, legendary plus or mythic plus, they're shit. Like this is like literally the cookie cutter skill is locked behind these kind of abilities.
Yeah, okay.
On top of it, and this is very important, we skip that. The last gacha, which is this one, which is not even accessible after you... It's accessible only after you roll 400 times in the gacha.
Ooh.
There's no even level requirement. It's pretty much recruit in any card pool 400 times. That's there.
Nice.
This is called Stargaze Station, and it's important because, and this is very, very specific for AFK Arena games. Let me go to Emporium and I show you.
Oh, AFK, so AFK Arena games, store. You mean the AFK Arena and the AFK Journey?
Yes.
Basically, okay.
So you have this other store, which like is powered by all these other currencies that you get from different modes, like PvP currency, the boss run currency, whatever. But in the guild store, you see there are these other guys, which are Hippogians or Celestials. And AFK Arena is actually... where we are, I guess we need to go to a battle to kind of show you. AFK Arena or AFK Journey is actually built on this Asian system, which is not 3 and 2, but I think 4 and 2.
And it means 4 and 2 and 3 and 2?
Yeah, it means this, that there's this faction strategies, your typical, you know, Charmander beats Bulbasaur, blah, blah, blah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, except there are four of them.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But there's two other elements, which is Celestial and Hypogean, like light and dark.
Yeah, that's what I would say, like light and dark.
And,
okay.
And these characters are just, four of them are just in the game, and they are only attainable through that other gacha. The
Stargaze.
One with like 400. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm. And they are like Joker characters, because if you have them, they act as like an element that you already have within other characters. So if you're missing a combination of action bonus here, because you know... So you have these premium characters, let's call them, and
can
they
substitute,
you know,
the missing one.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So they are the end game characters. So they have very, very good kind of gacha.
So the important question is, why do you don't have them yet?
Because I don't have 400 pulls yet on the gacha.
Oh.
By the way, the first purchase offer is still sitting here. It's kind of, I guess, forever.
Yeah, can you click purchase? Like, what's the price?
I guess just goes to the store. I think it's somewhere here. But no, it's
first
not
the purchase. It's reward.
It's not even It's not even offer. It's like
it's reward for the first
anything.
Purchase. Yeah. Just purchase whatever, and then you will get this reward. Okay, so it's not offer. Okay,
that's there. Okay, yeah, the world, which is the biggest innovation that you can see it. It's pretty massive, I would say. It's much more closer to something like Honkai Star Rail, I would say. It's not really Genshin, because Genshin is an open world. This is literally corridor based. You have like lots of these corridors. You even have your house, by the way, which moves, and you can move it to other locations. This is kind of very interesting, because in the beginning of the game I was actually like going from that house, and then like, let me show you, this is amazing. So you have this mystical house, whatever. And this is pretty much the icon here on the bottom. Like, this is in the house. And if I'm in the house, you have your characters that you currently have in there. They are kind of growing around. You have your mail. You have the gacha table. You have the Emporion. Like, kind of look about.
Yeah.
This is the house. There's also this kind of Mystic Collection bonus, which is great, because as you kind of progress more into the game, this gives you, like, increased economy output on your AFK rewards. This is very good.
I mean, this feels like it's fucking robust.
Yeah, it's super robust.
So deep.
So if we go here and we can, I guess, move the house a little bit, so you see the animation.
Please move the house to Lisbon.
Yeah, we moved the house to Lisbon. But the map and the world is like, you know, you can talk to like all these random NPCs. You can, you know, see other players being AFK in the world, or even like going around. You have these kind of nice puzzles there with like mirrors, rolling balls or whatever, all fully kind of animated, voiced over, and like super, super high production. Like, this is going good. Yeah, let me try to move the house here, and if I can do that. Yeah, here we go.
That's beautiful, though. That
you can move the house. You see, and this look literally from a Ghibli movie.
Like, that is really beautiful, actually.
Yeah, your house just walked there and kind of stationed there on this kind of a water creature, whatever it is. Like, there's so much production value that's been put into this thing. Like, it's literally a AAA mobile game. It's so good. So the world itself, it has the story narrative in it. It's not, I would say, the main thing in the game, but it's kind of very important. And as I said, it's fully voiceover. There's lots of story and like the thing that you can find in the world, all of these kind of small things, side missions, side quests, whatever. The really nice thing, for instance, like if I want to, let's say, let me go, for instance, here, if I press this button, it ports to the nearest waypoint and automatically walks me into the thing. So it's, again, fully automated, very nice, very streamlined. Everything's kind of gorgeous in it. And the other things that I want to kind of mention here is that it feels very alive, because you see a lot of players actually in it. So it's, of course, it's server-based or shard-based game where you have, like, you know, different shards, different servers. But if you, let's say, go into one of the main cities here, we can see, for instance, a player here, a player there, and so on and so forth. So it feels very populated. The guild itself even has a space. that my guild, for instance, with like all the members and everything, like there's the space that you can go around there. Friend list mechanic, of course, is very fleshed out as per usual. You need to have a lot of friends so you can send and receive gifts every day. Yeah. This produces their own currency. Social features are pretty fleshed out. There's shit ton of these like battle passes and progression things that you have there. The events that we're running, I think you can see the 7-day event, which I already clicked out. It's like log in for 7 days, get these rewards, blah blah blah. But they have this like all hero free login reward, which is like log in each day and you get a free hero. And
nice.
This goes pretty much as you see, like until 34th hero.
Yeah.
And then it goes forever. Like this is 154th day. So this kind of
people will do it.
Yeah, people will do it. 100%. So, and you get like S level heroes on this top bar here. So yeah. Ooh. There's a lot Why of not? These other events that are there. Of course, there's all the socials they have there. They run, by the way, a lot of surveys. I already have like 3 to 4 surveys, and you definitely want to get those because there's like 1,000 gems for completing each of those. So that's there. Then there's the game modes thing, which is the meat of the game after you run out of the story or whatever. So they have the boss mode, which is great. It rotates 4 bosses. Every day there's a new boss, and there's, as I said, it's very easy to theory craft and like move and change characters here, because as you see, all of my characters are the maximum level of my last 5th character, so I can kind of move them seamlessly. The other mode is this kind of honor jewel, which is PvP roguelite mode, where you get resources in between duels with other players. So this is also pretty fleshed out. Arena is your usual and synchronous PvP. That's kind of not really need to explanation. Arcane Labyrinth is their roguelite mode. This is really good because there's a lot of innovation in it. Not only you have your typical kind of you move through section of battles, you improve your characters in this kind of roguelite fashion, they actually have promoted characters of the run. So let's say, for instance, my fire girl here, Muriel, she has double the ultimate ability damage in
where
this
are the
this
where
week.
Are the horse girls?
We can get there.
I'm not sure if we can.
But I'm just saying that like this mode is much more interesting, like it was before. Before it was kind of basic, but now it's you don't really just select random stuff. You select these relics and you complete quests on them to kind of get them fully fleshed out. Let's take this one. But you see how kind of big it's. Oh, let's go to the store. So there's this guy which is a store guy that you meet that you kind of buy things from. Ooh. Like yeah. Let's buy this thing and also this thing, this other thing we don't need. There we go. See, we unlock one of the relics there.
Amazing.
Yeah, so much good production quality there. Boss mode, why not? So the mode is, I would say, and this is where these games really excel, because it's about the grind in the end when you hit the...
Yeah.
The gate or like your maximum power level in story or on AFK and saga or whatever, you have these side modes that you grind resources from, and this is the thing
that
you
can improve in the main
story mode. So I think they did it really well. I'm still missing like few things from their Dark Forest feature they had in AFK Arena, but I guess it's just kind of a starter. So
it's a week after launch.
Yeah, a week after. But keep in mind, it was like nearly 2 years and 1.5 years in beta. So
sure.
But my guess is they're working on this game like the moment they released AFK Arena.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's that.
Maybe.
Yeah. So difficulty to unlock. There we go. So see, you have this kind of labyrinth quest for 3 more hours, and you have let's say this character that the flame wave of ultimate will return to her position along the same path, which is like just for this run. So this is very good. And then there's the legend trial, which is your typical have a roster of different characters on Sundays. It's open of it's like the tower feature where like the tower goes up and up.
With Angry Birds 2, actually.
Yeah, everybody has this feature, like every RPG.
Yeah, but Angry Birds 2 is actually quite common game for a lot of people that played it. So
Yeah, yeah. So again, a little bit of iteration. So their tower works a little bit different. It during the week it opens for each element, and you can bring only heroes of the specific element into like each of these floors. But on Sundays it's open with all of the elements which are four. So that's great. And then, yeah, battle drills. This is also pretty nice, but
currently you can play this game for fucking 5 hours.
Yeah, like same thing with the AFK Arena. Like the session time can be like literally endless. Now that you have the map that you can run into and like go around, like it's like a PC game.
Yeah, you can do whatever. Just run around, just battle creeps.
Yeah, the guild battle mode against PvE is also kind of pretty good. I'm also really liking that one, but it's currently on cooldown, so we won't be able to.
So the question is, why should we play this game? I mean,
I'm playing Helldivers. This is way more fun.
Me and Felix, you know, like not like hardcore AFK arena players.
I will be playing this game because I think for people, especially product people, it's very good to play it just to see the design innovations.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
So I'm playing it for next 2 months. Even if I don't want to, because I need to, because I know that like I will see so much more stuff that will copied in other games in other RPGs
quickly. Yeah.
So,
but the question is why we should play the game.
Yeah.
You should play the game probably to kind of get a little bit more hang on how like something between the scale of Honkai Star Rail, and I would say it's somewhere a little bit under it, but still kind of giant scale. So I would say not.
The question was like, who is the target audience basically for this type of game?
Whoever likes RPGs, you know, like that's the thing. But for you as a UA person, I think they will run some very interesting stuff once they hit this kind of honeymoon period over, and they will need to scale the game. So my guess is
I'll see it in the UA, and then I will start playing this game again.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really amazing, and as I said, like so much kind of great stuff, and like you see, like hard innovations were put into this game. Like really, really hard innovations. It's not that easy to just, you know, this is not your typical RPG follow-up with like 5%, 10% iteration.
Plus one.
Yeah, this is like plus five.
Yeah. But then I guess Felix plays this because of the ads, obviously.
My guess
like
is that
casual games.
Come
maybe
on.
They will incorporate ads in the end. I don't know.
You know they won't. Yeah, you know they won't.
They probably won't. But yeah, let's see. But it will be interesting to kind of follow up in Review Radar, definitely. Like, for instance, I'm still playing Legend of Mushroom because they added this kind of harassment feature. We'll definitely keep an eye on that one and also keep an eye on this one. But yeah, amazing job, guys. Like, for me, it's, really, really good. Like, I'll save the rating for the end of the episode.
So, yeah, save the rating. Pretty sure that Felix is not adding anything to this.
I can't. It's so out of my area of expertise. I can say pretty color scheme.
But but you can say what kind of money they could make, because you said it with Legend of Mushroom, and I was actually getting feedback like, oh my god, you just love ads, because your argument was not very solid. Adding ads, like getting like 50k per day at initial additional revenue, was like not worth it. Anyway,
by the way, one last thing I forgot, they reused all the characters from the previous game.
Yeah.
These are actually all the same characters. The lion, the general, the fire witch and everything. These are actually like within the same world. It was even one of the surveys. Like, do you think this is like, do you like to play games within the AFK universe?
So this is thing. Like, why I think this is already like 3x the launch of AFK Arena, because they are targeting all the AFK Arena players anyway, right?
Yeah, reactivating them like sleeper cells.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's not only about like how well the game is made, but also the shit ton of players they already got for AFK Arena in the past.
Yeah.
Which is way better baseline now.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Well, they're not running any UA, so thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah.
No, they are. They are. But as we discussed in the beginning, it's the thing is that the ads are beautiful. I will show them. It's amazing. But it's just, come on, guys. Like, it's just, I mean, it's story driven. It's beautiful. Different iterations. But I guess it's that's tied to how the game looks like and how the game is made, so that we won't have any last war hyper casual kind of mechanics or anything which is even close to like altered gameplay. It's all gameplay and all narrative, and it's beautiful. We have some like streamers. Do you remember the absolutely cringy UGC ads for Rise of Kingdoms?
The one in the restaurant?
The one in the restaurant, in the office, like wherever. Yeah,
super cringe.
Yeah. We have those as well.
I guess because they work for them.
I guess they have hooks as well. So it's like it's a good combination of all of them. It's just, who am I to judge? Like, who the fuck? But still, I would expect a little bit more experimentation. But that's me, because I do crazy shit, and this is like crazy shit is not very suitable for this type of game, I would say. So they have all their needs. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. So anyway, so if you just go through all the heroes out there, thank you very much. I can show you one more thing that you mentioned with the socials. So basically, look, their TikTok page, which they just started, and like few different the videos they have there. It's kind of basic, but still 60k followers, not bad. Oh, let's see how it's gonna go, and help them with TikTok channel as well.
So they kind of going their kind of a great Shadow Legends way, like high production creative.
Fucking hell!
They bought the rights for that song.
It's Spice Girls. No.
This is Spice Girls.
It's not Spice Girls, mate.
No.
Oh no! Jesus fucking Christ, who is this?
This Destiny's Child.
Yes. Yeah. Almost got it. Anyway, love this. So, that's the TikTok. Okay, this is the TikTok. What they have, it's that's just like the PSD is pretty good. It says original sound, HK Journey official, so. But it's pretty cool. I mean,
this is you know that our ears are getting bold.
Oh, yes, sure. Oh, sorry. This last one. This has the most views. Then I will just stop the sharing and then open the sensor tower with all the creatives and not share the sound.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
I thought, you know.
Yeah, so they're using all the regular animations, assets from the game on TikTok, not really any altered stuff.
Yeah, no UGC type of stuff, no interesting kind of communication, as for example the Duolingo or Dumb Ways to Die. I mean, they have millions of views, and the fact they had millions of views for Dumb Ways to Die, it kind of catapulted them to top one most downloaded game without running any paid UA. So in US, which saves you a couple of millions a day. So you know, you could definitely check that that TikTok page. I will share the link in the show notes. But then back to the actual UA channel mix. And you know, you can see the difference between the AFK, well, the Lilith and the others, because you have YouTube, Uplovin, and that, there you go. If we go to the March, which was the launch week, the end of the March, we have Unity only at the end. Which it's not very common, but what the hell. So let's check already the one and only amazing narrative video which we have. It's actually 1 minute long. There's a voiceover, captions, and it's just story driven. I love it.
I don't think so, even saw it in the game. Oh, yeah, that's Vala's video. Yeah, because they actually linked in the message menu, like go, because again, this is same playbook from Honkai Star Rail and Genshin Impact.
Create
the universe around it. Because you know why they're using this video? Because the Vala, this girl, like the assassin, she's the new character on the new gacha. So she's getting promoted to hell. So that's why they're using the promotion video as a creative.
But the thing is, like, they used it for global launch, not for now. This is quite
old. Was like she's from global launch.
I got it. But it's beautiful. And we have another one which is 41 seconds, and again the same thing. That's what I said, as Cecia.
Cecia. The other one character, which is kind of the scripted legendary you get. And she's super strong, by the way.
And again, like voiceover, really nice music, the story, everything is there. So they have the long form videos, which is 30 second plus. So we have all these, like, but they have others, obviously. But the main channels are Unity, Applavin, and Google, which is slightly different.
But that's the thing, man. Like, this game doesn't even try to use those kind of old UA tricks. It's kind of itself as this premium AAA mobile game from all fronts.
And you have this also. Apple, Google, Windows.
Yeah.
But they have a slightly different 42 seconds, which is again... But this is kind of nice, right? This is actually, connecting to the gameplay at least. Different background scenes, like all the worlds. And still, voiceover, still story, still... It's quite nice.
No, nothing's fake in it.
Okay, 100%, like that's the thing. Like, there's nothing fake. And it's like... Look, it's...
But AFK Arena had fake stuff before. I remember that made video and whatever, and they were like copying different concepts from these other different like fake creators.
But I'm not sure for global launch, most probably.
No, afterwards.
Later down the line, most probably, yes.
Hmm.
But it's always, it's just like, it's beautiful. I just zoom it so you know, you see. So that's the thing. It's pretty cool. Oh, there's 1 minute, which and it's all.
Well, there we go.
Yeah,
our favorite restaurant fight.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Around,
who has the most level up characters?
Yeah. So I was like, firstly, I was going through the YouTube creatives, like, man, oh my god, this is great because they switch from all the cringy bullshit to actual streamers and like high quality.
It's the cringy bullshit.
And then I was like, oh, there we go. Here we go again. it's there. But let's just go back up and then I will show you the other cringy stuff, which is mainly...
Isn't this to be expected? If like you have the same UA team that did Call of Dragons and they just seen it as like good UA creative?
But was it good UA creative? I don't know. Yeah, look.
You tell me. You're the UA guy. What?
It's like, I mean, it's Spanish? Localized. Yeah.
So they're playing like sandwich pong?
Yeah. I mean, thing is, I have no idea if this cringy shit worked, but it was just like the main UA. And I mean, it was making the days pretty good, but was it really good? Or was it just
sandwich
really...
Sandwich pong, definitely.
Sandwich pong is my favorite now. Yeah, it's my favorite now. This is my favorite, definitely.
Spanish sandwich pong.
Yeah, it's localized basically. So yeah.
For those not seeing it, they're literally actors throwing balls into jam white sandwich.
Yeah. Wait. See here, AFK Arena. There you go. They're using the
so there's the reactivation.
Yeah. 100%. It's all on the Facebook. It's this is kind of nice. And we have also different like short. My ears almost died.
There you go.
There you go. But it's, you see, it's all these, again, story. It's got a nice, beautiful CGI, I guess. So nothing fake. Well, except those bullshit cringy ads. Oh, this is a really nice hook, by the way. So the boss fight, and then they just escaped. And again, almost everything has the voiceover and captions, and then kind of combination with the... with gameplay, at least from that.
These puzzles are, by the way, taken one to one from Honkai Star Rail.
Oh, nice. Also, slightly whatever.
Waifu team creative.
Yeah, that's very, very nice way you have to put it.
Very nice way of saying it.
Also, quite localized, by the way.
This is Russian, right? Or...
I guess, I don't know. Should be. Could be, please, don't kill us in the comments. But also they use static images, which is kind of okay-ish, I would say. But then look where we have the YouTube guy. It's the YouTube voice, I think this one. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, same again.
Which is kind of, I mean, this is a streamer. We're just like talking about the game, and this is way better than the cringy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Talking about the game, yeah, pretty good. Well, this is really interesting. If they have the TikTok fan page or the brand there, they're not using any TikTok creative challenge videos. So guys, if you're listening, please start the TikTok creative challenge immediately, because that's how you do stuff. And this is the same thing we saw on the other channels. Which is a shame, because they could use a lot of different TikTok creative challenge videos and then definitely like grow on TikTok. They do have these 5-second short videos with the customization of the character, which is nice. Because short form content definitely works. They also have different formats, also square. And but just the thing is, you're missing the TikTok creative challenge. I was talking about TikTok creative challenge in the previous episode, so definitely go there and check it out. So, and that's pretty much it. Look, it's not that robust good. In terms of the, I mean, I don't want to say good, it's just not that robust. It's the same.
Does it need to be though?
That's the thing. Yeah, I don't think it does. It needs to be, but if they want to really double down on the UA afterwards, like this is not going to be enough. Like this is definitely not going to be enough in terms of catching up with White Hat Survival, with Last Four, and all the other like games, because you need this kind of different.
But that's the thing, tricks. Mate. Like we still
yeah, call
probably...
me mate one more time, and I fucking kill you.
call him his real name, Matej.
we don't see, and cannot even estimate the revenue on PC.
Yes.
Where it needs to kind of preserve this premium status.
Yeah.
Sure. Fair. Yeah. Fair enough.
Because keep in mind, even in those creatives, there's Windows button.
Yeah, there is.
It needs to preserve,
sure.
Like, this is something that you want to install on your PC, even though you see it on mobile as a creative.
Yes, that's why it's all about narratives, the CGI, high quality content, high production value. Yeah, it definitely, yes. And if this is the case, then, yeah, they should never go to this like fake ads, hyper casual, altered gameplay type of thing.
Yeah,
they definitely could go celebrity way and get like
Pedro Pascal,
the right Shadow Legend,
Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, something like that. Come on, like
no. AFK Arena had Frodo.
There you go. So it's like definitely it's like way more suitable than the cringy stuff. But it's off.
But they'll get there differently.
Yeah, so it's 7 out of 10.
And on that bombshell?
Like for me, like I would like literally put this at like 9.5.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm sorry, like this is just like so good. So much innovation and so much high production quality and so much. Like the only thing I can say that kinda I miss here is that probably a little bit of a like more robust event schedule for global launch. If I compare it to something like Hulk and Starry, like these things, like that, like these things has events, but they have like shit ton of stuff just
huge
like pouring at you.
You still can do shit ton of things and stuff in the game.
Yeah,
anyway,
they'll do
right?
it anyway. They'll do it anyway. It's just that like you know we don't see. But yeah, will be great if we can talk with someone from Lilith at China Joy.
Yes, we will definitely try to do that. And with that in mind, thank you very much for listening. Thank
Bear
you very
with
much.
Us. Next episode, we'll have something about ads.
Yeah. And our eye candy just went blur. So it's not even an eye candy anymore.
Talking pixels.
Yeah. Thank you very much again for the support. Please keep subscribing, join our Slack channel. We
are going to release the new episode there.
Yes. Exactly. And then, until next time. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Ciao.